So maybe you got a great idea for a business and you want to start selling your products or services online. Maybe you're an established business owner looking for new customers, or maybe you're interested in starting a personal website. No matter who you are, GoDaddy wants to help you succeed online. Right now, GoDaddy is offering a .com domain for just $1.49. It's go time. Start your website today. Visit GoDaddy.com and enter promo code Alonzo149 to get your $1.49.com. Some limitations apply. See website for details. Hi, this is Alonzo Bowden. Welcome to my podcast, Who's Paying Attention, episode 97. Now, you're going to have to forgive me. This one's going to be quick because I am literally late to get to a cruise. Yeah, I know. I have to rush between cruises. That's like the best and the worst reason ever for rushing anything. But January is a good month for me. What can I say? Bermuda, then smooth jazz cruise, now a jazz cruise, hanging out in the Caribbean. Life is good. Anyway, we all know the big news this week was Barack Obama's State of the Union address, and he nailed it. It was classic Barack Obama. It was full of hope and swag and just brilliant ideas and forward thinking and just a whole bunch of things that will not get done. We know that the Congress is going to vote no on everything he proposed, but man, it sounded good with him proposing it. Of course, we love the line, you know, I won't be campaigning anymore. Then the Republicans cheered and he looked at him and said, because I won two of them. Just total swag. And I'm telling you, he wanted to say, I won two of them, bitches. I know he wanted to say bitches. But anyway, that was a great line. But there were other parts of the speech that I really loved. You know, the idea of free community college, or 2 years of free community college. Again, we know the Republicans, right after they started talking about, well, what's free? Where does the money come from? And, you know, and again, when you're anti-education, I have a real problem with you. But I'll tell you where the money will come from, could come from. First of all, you stop locking up nonviolent drug offenders, okay? That college is always cheaper than prison. So you stop putting nonviolent drug offenders in jail. Suddenly, that frees up a bunch of money for education. Here's another place to get money. Not a lot, but you'll get a little. From Republican women. Yeah, cut the salaries of all Republican women. Because when Barack Obama said that women should be paid equal and no Republicans stood up, particularly no Republican women stood up, let's cut their pay. They're okay with that. So let's do it. Another great part of the speech, when he mentioned gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgendered people, and lightning didn't strike. Lightning didn't strike the Capitol. He wasn't struck dead. It just happened. What a difference. Now, I'll say it all the time, that we live in two countries, and the South is pulling us backwards as hard as it can. But what a difference 10 years make. 10 years ago, George Bush was reelected on the fear of gay people getting married. Now, Barack Obama can mention transgendered people in the State of the Union address, and the world didn't come to an end. It's amazing. I love how he slapped the Republicans on Keystone. I don't know what this obsession is that the Republicans have with the Keystone pipeline. Like, they just continually lie about it. I don't know what they lie about more. Like, I don't know which one is funnier. The insistence that the Keystone pipeline is going to save the world, or the insistence that global warming doesn't exist. So, yes, the Keystone Pipeline will create a few thousand jobs for a couple of years while it's being built, and then it's going to be fully automated and only provide a couple of jobs. Now, what Barack Obama said was, and I'm paraphrasing, but he said, you know, why just build the pipeline when we can have a bill, pass a bill that rebuilds all our infrastructure, pipeline, bridges, roads, etc., and create jobs and a bigger, more jobs and a more lasting effect. Well, it won't happen, Mr. Obama, because it's your idea. But again, it was just a great speech. It was classic Obama. And now we have to wonder, like, the rebuttal that the rebuttal that the Republicans do. How do they pick these people? What was her name? Joni Ernst or whatever, the congresswoman from Iowa. She couldn't have been stiffer. Like, they could have literally just put a puppet up there and did a voiceover. And it was, you know, I grew up wearing bread bags on my shoes. Why do they always pretend they were dirt poor when they were children? Yeah, maybe she did. But enough. Now, the Democrats do it too. They always have in the president's box some, you know, sad story. And he kept talking about Rebecca, and Rebecca is having a rough time making it. And like I said, there should just be a GoFundMe campaign. But Rebecca's trying to make it. You know, Barack Obama kept doing that. They all do that. And I don't know why. But as I was listening to, again, forgive me for forgetting her name, Joni Ernst or Judy Ernst, whatever her name is, I was just thinking, who didn't they get to give a rebuttal speech? Like, who'd they pass on? Now, I'm not even going to comment on Rand Paul or Ted Cruz, because that's just, I can't battle crazy. I got nothing. But she was the official Republican rebuttal spokeswoman. Same old thing. We're going to repeal Obamacare, even though it's working. We're going to repeal Obamacare, and we're going to build the Keystone Pipeline and blah, 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 blah. And we're going to replace Obamacare with what? Nothing. No idea put forth. No answer to that question. And now, let the show begin. We're talking presidential election 2016. Sarah Palin's in Iowa talking about, we're going to change the White House no girls rule. You know, why? Why do they, and when I say they, I mean the media, the national media, local media, anyone above the tabloid level, take her seriously when she says she wants to run for president? Why do they take her seriously? Mitt Romney wants to run again, and Donald Trump weighs in, and the media covers Donald Trump's opinion. Again, why? Listen, I hope these are the Republican candidates. I would love to see, you know, Mitt Romney or Sarah Palin or Huckabee. Huckabee's, what the hell is going on with Huckabee? First, he's attacking Beyonce. Why? I don't know. Beyonce's not a great role model. Okay. She's friends with the president. Okay. You know, what about Ted Nugent or a bunch of other crazy right wingers? Forget about that. But he has this thing. He says that the states should just ignore the Supreme Court decision on gay marriage. If the Supreme Court decides that gay marriage is legal and must be recognized by all 50 states, he says, well, the states should just ignore it. Now, the beauty of that is this is the right wing that threatened to sue Barack Obama for using executive privilege and overstepping his bounds in the Constitution, keeping in mind that he's a constitutional law professor and probably knows what the Constitution says. But they're going to sue him for doing it. And yet Huckabee straight out says that the states should ignore federal law. I'm not a constitutional law professor, but I remember Schoolhouse Rock. I remember Schoolhouse Rock, and the federal government wins on that one. That's all I'm saying. So the State of the Union address was absolutely brilliant. I loved it. It was classic Barack Obama. He threatened to veto any bill that comes across his desk that he doesn't agree with, which would be things like defunding Obamacare and who knows what else, which is great. I hope he does that. What I would love, because he had the swag going on this one. He winked in the middle of the State of the Union address, which was beautiful. I'd love him to just stroll in next year smoking a Cuban cigar. Like, yeah, bitches, Cuba's down with us now. I made that happen. Me and Jay and Beyonce and Michelle were just kicking it in Havana, and just come down puffing a cigar. I would love that. Why not? Listen, they're not going to vote yes on anything he says for the next 2 years. You think they voted no and fought him before, and now they have a majority. So nothing's going to happen. So why not swag and have a good time, Mr. Obama? Good on you, as they say. And as to the Democrats, you weak ass, sorry excuses for congressmen and senators. How dare you stand up and pretend you agree with him and support him on his brilliant speech when just 2 months ago, going into the midterm elections, you couldn't have got farther away from Barack Obama. Yeah, the same things were true then. The stock market was up. Unemployment was down. Healthcare was provided for 10 million people. the economy was moving forward at the best rate, the deficit trimmed by two-thirds. Everything he said this week was true then, and the Democrats couldn't have stood farther away from him. So the hell with you. Honestly, the Democratic Party is a mess, and I think the only way, I think that Hillary Clinton, or maybe Elizabeth Warren, because they talk about Elizabeth Warren, and I love her and think she's brilliant, but I think one of them will be the next president in 2016, not so much because the Democratic Party is organized, but because the Republicans have no one. They really have, at this point, they have no one to throw into the election. What else is going on? Listen, I'm going to miss the Super Bowl. I was on Wait, Don't Tell Me this week. I loved it. George Clinton was a guest. There's nothing better than listening to Peter Sagal from NPR interview George Clinton. I actually had to explain the funk. He didn't know who Sir Nose was. Anyway, what the hell? I'm sorry. I lost my train of thought. I got hit by the funk. Anyway, what I was saying is I'm going to miss the Super Bowl. We were joking about it this week. The prediction was, how is New England going to cheat in the Super Bowl? I don't know how they're going to cheat. I only know they're going to get away with it. They straight get a pass from the NFL whenever they cheat, and it is comical. Tom Brady knows nothing about footballs. Footballs? What? They inflate the footballs? There's air in them? I didn't know. I just throw that oblong thing. I've never felt one before in my life. That was the excuse. I don't know nothing about it. So apparently the equipment boy can just do, and I say equipment boy, equipment man, whoever does it, can do whatever he wants with the footballs. They know nothing about it. Bill Belichick, the head coach and the quarterback, know nothing about the footballs being used by the team. Would they have made a difference? I doubt it. They pretty much waxed Indianapolis, but it's blatant cheating and they don't care. And I say good for them. I don't even know what else is going on in the world because I've been at sea too much. But listen, gas is still cheap. I think gas is cheap enough. There's a threat of Hummer coming back. That's how cheap it is. My favorite thing with gas this week, a car service picked me up and in the charge was a gasoline surcharge. Yeah, a surcharge for gas that's cheaper than it's been in, I don't know, 15, 20 years. Ah, nice little ripoff fee. But that's the price of traveling. I'm talking fast because I got to wrap this up. I honestly have to go. I love you guys. Thanks for listening. My next gig, I had to cancel the Riviera in Las Vegas. Sorry about that. I won't be at the Riv the first week of February, but I will be at the Stress Factory Valentine's weekend. Yes, so we'll be celebrating love in New Jersey at the Stress Factory. As always, follow me online, Facebook and Twitter, at Alonzo Bowden. Check my website, alonzobowden.com. I really appreciate you listening. I'm sorry this was such a condensed podcast, but there really wasn't anything else to talk about this week other than Barack Obama having his swag back, giving one of those speeches. These were the speeches that got him elected as president, and the sad state of our country in that nothing will be done. Not because they're bad ideas, but because of the man who delivered them. I wish us luck. Who's paying attention? You are. Thank you. This is Alonzo Bowden.